Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon trying to get some energy for you guys. I'm here to cover the week of April 12th through the 19th. I'm going to say a little bit about what's going on the 19th as a closure to this week ahead, and then save the new energy coming in partially on the 19th for next week's show that will be kicking us into the next week. So this week, what is it about? Well, this week is about the momentum that we gather going with our new moon solar eclipse in Aries. So this happened on the 8th. We are 12th through the 19th. So we still have very powerful energy to propel ourselves forward. And it's such an interesting week. I was looking at it like, oh, this is the kind of stuff that made me interested in astrology, you know, how this all plays together. And so, you know, the only thing I saw as far as the global stuff, and I got to admit, I've been really wrapped up in my own stuff, so I might not have seen everything. You guys can tell me if I missed something, but as we know for the U.S. anyway, it was T-squaring the financial sector, and we're seeing like this massive spike in gold and silver. So, you know, that could be part of it. But anyways, in our own life, this is definitely about what we are trying to aspire to on a personal level. What is it we want for ourselves? What is going on with us physically, with our body? What's happening with our image or brand or name or title or identity? What are we involved in? What do we want to be involved in? And so, you know, this week ahead, every single day counts for this because we have that boost for new beginnings or new chapters in current stories. And it's allowing us to eclipse out part of the past. It's allowing us to deal with wounds or vulnerabilities. It's allowing us to pursue our destiny or embrace destined, fated things that are happening to us that are part of this eclipse. What else? Oh, it's tied in with, you know, the past coming back around or us reassessing past or current situations to rework or release things with the retrograde tied into it. So we have all this momentum this week. And why it's so interesting is that I laid out the days in groups. So Friday, the 12th, we're dealing with Gemini moon energy, and it's in frictional square on that day. And so it's pushing us and challenging us or throwing, you know, obstacles in our path to overcome. But Gemini moon resonates in an opportunity alignment to that solar eclipse, to that new beginning. So, okay, maybe it's pushing us or testing us a bit, but this is actually part of an open door opportunity on Friday coming through communication, you know, or coming through ideas. It's Gemini through the balance of, you know, two different stories perhaps, or, you know, our meetings or sales or writing or agreements. So the frictional energy is at play out there in the world, but as far as the momentum of our new moon solar eclipse Friday. Then Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, the 13th, 14th, and 15th, if you look at the alignments out there, we are, you know, we're based in the Cancer moon, so now we are in emotional needs and emotional cycles and what's happening at home or with family or history or any of the Cancer themes. And you look at the alignments, and we have this harmonious alignment. We're in flow, you know, with all this energy in Pisces, which, you know, those karmic past life scenarios, or with spiritual matters, romance, artistry, institutions, and all of this. However, when it comes to the new moon solar eclipse, all that flow is pushing or testing us. It's in square to that eclipse. And so it might feel too easy. It might feel like, you know, whatever we're trying to do that is in flow is testing what it is we really, truly want. How can we evolve our own personal situation, our identity, our needs, our body, our involvement in stories, you know? So each, what's going on out there is opposite. It's like a dance that's going on in the cosmos this week. Then on Tuesday and Wednesday, we move into Leo moon. And this forms a very frictional, powerful T-square out there in the heavens. So, you know, Leo moon, this is about what we're pushing for, being pushed over, involving true love or children or creativity or dramas or entitlement issues or recreational pursuits. And there's just this big, tense thing going on. But Leo moon is harmonic to this new moon solar eclipse. So again, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever's pushing or testing us is good for this positive new growth that we're going through and the new direction that we're going into. And so we want to be on board with that. And then finally, interestingly, at least to me, I know, Thursday and Friday, the 18th and 19th, this is Virgo moon, and this is an in conjunct with what's going on out there. And it's an in conjunct to the eclipse energy. So overall, by Thursday and Friday at the end of this week ahead, we want to be adaptive. We want to give and take. We want to kind of tweak things a little, ask for a little bit more or less, or we might be asked for a little bit more or less. We're adjusting, and we're adjusting to what's happening out there in the sky, and we're also adjusting to that boost forward for us personally or physically. It's coming through Virgo, so it's really tending to the details of a situation. It's about the work, how it's impacting what's going on for us personally or physically in this new boost forward. It could be about what we're doing with our health, our animals. It could involve coworkers or hired help or paperwork or cleaning or organizing, holistic, simplifying, you know, scenarios. So that's our week ahead. There, as far as I can see anyway, we don't have any, big outer things bashing us too much that we don't already know about. So this is definitely a week to focus a, okay, universe, you're asking me what I want, and I'm going to go for it. And on the days that seem to be testing, I'm going to remember this astrology show and that those are the days where, you know, that little bit of extra push, that little bit of extra energy that I put in, or that thing that I, and I can't quite reach that person or get to that place or whatever. Those are the days where this is really in flow with that destined forward motion that I'm going into. And the days that are easy and laid back and everything's flowing, that might be testing me a little bit to look at, hey, how does this feel for me? Do I really want this? What's going on, you know? It's never just straightforward, right? And then by the end of the week, that adaptation that's coming into play that's helping us get there. Keep in mind, this week ahead that I'm covering is from the 12th through the 19th, and then we'll have just a few more days left with this new moon solar eclipse momentum, because by Tuesday the 23rd, the moon will be full in Scorpio, and a story will be coming to a climax. And so we really want to take advantage of this momentum this week. I hope that I made that all clear. I hope it wasn't too confusing. I just find it like, wow, this is really going to be an interesting week. So let's go into the signs. Aries, Friday is about the talks you're going to have. You might be in interviews. You might be writing things up, sending things out. It might be about short trips or neighbors or siblings. It might be about sales, agreements, talks that are important, offers, proposals, decisions, and what's happening with anything artistic, romantic, spiritual, institutional, or research-oriented. Because, you guys, because I think this is going to be way, way too long and way too confusing if I go through what's in flow with the eclipse and what's not in flow with the day, please just look back to the beginning, a general overview, note that down for yourself, okay? Otherwise, I think I won't get everybody in. So, okay, so that's Friday, Aries. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, there's more going on at home. There's more going on with family, history, emotional needs and connections. You know, this is also linked to the artistic, romantic, or spiritual, or to the institutional or research themes. It could be recuperative time for you where you're really resting and recharging your energy and kind of trying to contemplate what's going to be coming next. Then Tuesday, Wednesday are Leo energy where you're going to be really fired up and busy when it comes to something creative that you're involved in or what's going on with your love life or a lover or with children or recreational pursuits. And then by Thursday, Friday at the end of the week, that's when we go into the give and take energy. And this will be around work or health for you, Aries, or it could involve coworkers, hired help, paperwork, your animals. So be flexible, open up to what you need to kind of tweak in those areas during those couple days. For Taurus, Friday the 12th, that Gemini, that communication energy, Ellie, you okay, babe? Oh, goodness sake. That's a big sneeze. Oh, my goodness. Sneezes. Sorry. Taurus, for you guys, this is going to be focused on personal income, what you're doing about that, or what's going on with possessions or products or for you. So there's friction in the day in general, but this is in alignment for you. It could involve friends or groups or what you're doing online or around your own aspirations or original projects. By Saturday, Sunday, Monday, there is more going on emotionally at home or around property matters or family. And this for Taurus will be about communication or commerce, and this is in flow but frictional to the new moon solar eclipse, which I said I wasn't going to do that. But anyways, there you go. And then this again could involve friends, social, obligations, things you're doing online, things you're doing with your own original projects or aspirations. And then by Tuesday, Wednesday, then we're into Leo moon. So now Taurus, this gets you very creative or loving or purposeful in some kind of frictional energy pattern with what's happening at home, with moves, renovations, real estate deals, family, parents, or roommates. And although this is a big push Tuesday, Wednesday, it is definitely in flow with the potential of your new moon solar eclipse energy on a personal physical level. And it does seem that there's like a personal goal involved here, or maybe something with a higher up person in your life or with your career, And then by Thursday, Friday, at the end of the week, these are the adjustment days. And Taurus, these adjustments, you're going to be making them creatively or with your lover or love life or with the kids or something recreational. And again, you're going to kind of be giving and taking when it comes to the goals or when it comes to the status or the higher up authority figure or the career needs in that story. So for Gemini, Friday is focused on your moon, so you're focusing on yourself on Friday, Gemini, what it is you want. There's, frictional energy here around goals, career, status, fame, authority figures, but this is in flow with this new boost with your new moon solar eclipse energy. Then by Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Geminis are more focused on personal income, purchases, product, possessions. This is in flow with those goals, the career needs, status, fame, or authority figures for you guys, but testing you a bit on where you are with your new moon boost on a personal level. What do you want? What are you getting involved in? How are you pushing yourself? And then by Tuesday, Wednesday, we have Leo moon, so Gemini is in creative talks, loving talks or meetings, things that are recreational, that are focused on your sales, your writing, your interviews, your short trips. Some Geminis, it may be focused on siblings, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics as well. So again, this is frictional energy Tuesday, Wednesday, but really opening up flow for you with your forward momentum that you're going for. Now, this may tie into travel plans, legal agreements, education, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, ceremonies, religion, or politics on these days. And then by Thursday, Friday, we have the adjustment, which would again adjust to those themes of education, media marketing, publishing, broadcasting, travel, distant situations, legal agreements, ceremonies, religion, politics. But the focus here is more on what's going on at home or with a move, with your renovations, your real estate deals, your emotional needs in the story, or your family, your parent, your roommate. So some being flexible, giving and taking there a bit as you work through that. All right, so for Cancer, Friday the 12th is focused on what's going on behind the scenes for you. So, you know, this may be a spiritual day for you. It may be a day of research and working on developing projects. It could be karmic past life, artistic. It could be about institutions for you guys. And there's friction here, you know, in the general overlay of the day, pushing you, testing you when it comes to travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, political themes in the mix, but it is in flow. It's opening up opportunities for you, whatever this is, to move yourself forward with this new moon solar eclipse energy. By Saturday, Sunday, Monday, the moon is in your sign, Cancer, and this is in flow with all these, you know, well, the focus would be on you, what you're involved in or what you want, what's going on with your body, your image, your brand, any of that, and in flow with the travel, distant, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, political themes. However, these 3 days, even though they're in flow with that, they're kind of testing you. How do you feel about what's going on? Are your needs being met? Do you see yourself in this, you know, new beginning in these arenas with what is happening? So you're going to be asking, you know, to look at that on a personal level. Then between Tuesday and Wednesday, the energy moves into more focus for Cancer on personal income, purchases, products, possessions, and what you're doing with them. There's a lot of frictional energy here. So you're really busy, you're pushing yourself, or you're being tested. There's a lot going on. However, this is in flow once again for you. You're moving yourself forward with that new moon solar eclipse, even though it's a lot of friction on those couple days, okay? And then by Thursday, Friday, you're into the adjustment. Now, Cancer, for you, the adjustment involves travel, short trips, not long distance, but short trips to nearby places, or some give and take in the talks or the ideas or the meetings that you're having, or what's going on with sales or writing or interviews. For some Cancers, what's going on with a brother, sister, or neighbor, with a move, with your vehicles or electronics. So you want to be adaptable all the way around the board. The more flexible you can be, the more you can work around things. Again, this might be around finances. It might be around goals, authority figures, status, sex. Being flexible works on both sides of the energy on Thursday and Friday for Cancer. All right, so for Leo, Friday the 12th, is going to be focused on your social side of life, your friends, your associates, your group activities, what you're doing online, what you're doing with astrology or charities or parties or events, or maybe your own aspirations and original projects. And there's frictional energy this day that is tied to finances or sexuality or divorce or third-party stories, or maybe somebody's had a baby, or maybe somebody's crossed over, and that's where the frictional energy is. But whatever that is for Leo, it is opening up an opportunity for you to step forward towards your new moon solar eclipse energy in this situation. Then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, the focus is going to be more on rest and recuperation, artistic, romantic, or spiritual energy, anything that you're doing with institutions or research and development. And Leo, these 3 days, there's a lot of flow tied to that financial, sexual, mortality, birth, divorce, or third-party story. However, those 3 days for you are pushing you to say, all right, what do I want next for me? How am I going to be involved in this? What are my new beginnings or fresh starts in this story? As things are flowing there, you're going to be focused on what you want in that. And then between Tuesday, Wednesday, the 16th and 17th, we have that big frictional T-square energy playing out Leo, the moon is in your sign Tuesday and Wednesday, so definitely like double focus on you and how creative and loving and fun you are, or what's going on with you and children or lovers or those projects. And so the frictional energy is kind of, you know, pushing things in a big way on Tuesday, Wednesday with one-on-one encounters, your partners, your representatives, your clients, your specialists, your whoever, right? And the goals you have in mind, or your fame, or these higher up. Frictional energy is making it a very dynamic couple days, or testing couple days. However, for you, those days are in a wonderful harmonic to this new beginning with your solar eclipse energy. So you are moving yourself forward on those days, even though it's crazy. And then by Thursday, Friday, we have the Virgo moon step in. We have adjustments going on. So Leo, you know, the focus for you is going to be on personal income, purchases, products, or possessions, and you're going to be needing to be adaptive with those partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, or anything legal or media or marketing or educational or travel or ceremonial in the mix. And so being flexible, working through or around things, giving a little, this is working on both sides of the equation on those last 2 days of the week. All right, so for Virgo, Friday the 12th, you know, the energy is going to be focused on what you're doing about a personal goal or your career, or with a boss, a parent, judge, director, teacher, mentor, or other authority figure. This is frictional. This is fired up or challenging in some way, involving clients or partners or specialists or representatives or competitors or whoever. But for you, Virgo, even though all that's going on, it's opening a door for you to step through when it comes to your personal advancement with this new moon solar eclipse. So it is allowing you to kind of move forward through all that craziness on Friday. Then on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, it's Cancer moon. So for Virgo, you know, more focused on the emotional connection and what's going on at the roots of your chart with your friends, your associates, your groups, anything online, anything with astrology or charities, anything with your own aspirations or original projects or events on the horizon. And those 3 days, this is in flow with your partners, your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, etc. However, for you, it's pushing you. It's asking you, you know, saying these things won't be in flow. They will be, but it's asking you to look at your new moon solar eclipse energy by saying, okay, so this is going really well, but what do I really want here? What's really going on with me here? How do I address that? How do I take a step towards this new or next level energy for me in this mix? And then by Tuesday, Wednesday, 16th and 17th, Virgo, there's a lot going on behind the scenes or with something artistic, something romantic, something spiritual, something karmic. Some of you could be something with addictions or secrets. Some of you it could be with institutions or recuperative needs or research. So whichever one of those it is for you, you know, there's all this frictional energy Tuesday, Wednesday, a lot going on at work or with health or animals or coworkers or paperwork or the details and, you know, distant situations, travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, political, and it's like crazy couple days. But for you, Virgo, this is in flow. This is offering you the potential to step into all of that and move your needs forward in some way. And then by Thursday, Friday, the 18th and 19th, we have the adjustments going on. Virgo, this is in your sign, so you're going to kind of need to be adaptive, give and take a little bit physically, personally, with your involvement. This has to do with, you know, where you are, what you want when it comes to work or health, when it comes to financial matters, your sex life, divorce, coworkers, hired help, paperwork, the animals, third-party stories. So, you know, you got a lot to pick from there, but just try to be flexible on Thursday, Friday on both sides of the energy impact. This is going to be good for you to give and take. All right, so for Libra, Friday the 12th, this is about what's going on with your media projects, your marketing needs, education, whether that's teaching or learning, any travel plans or distant situations, anything with ceremonies, religion, or politics. Did I leave some? It feels like I left something out, but I don't know. Legal matters, legal agreements. And so, you know, this is frictional. There's like a lot of energy that's testing you or pushing you harder on Friday when it comes to the work in that situation or your health needs or what's happening with the animals in the story or with coworkers or hired help or paperwork. But for the new moon solar eclipse side of this story, this is opening up an opportunity for you, Libra. So however you position yourself in all that craziness on Friday, it should be helping you move yourself forward towards this new beginning of what you're going for. And then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we have the Cancer moon energy. Libra, you know, this was going to focus you more on personal goals that you have, anything happening with a boss or a parent or any other higher up individual, anything with career or status or fame. Your emotions are charged up around this, but everything is in flow out there on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday with those themes for you, Libra, involving, you know, how this impacts work or the work that you're putting into these things or what's going on with health or animals or paperwork or coworkers or hired help. But when it comes to your new moon momentum, it's probably going to make you ask yourself, is this really where I want to be? Do I really want to be involved in this? Or I really do want to be involved in this, but it's pushing me out of my comfort zone? Or how is this impacting my identity or my title or brand or image or body or, you know, personal things to you on those days? Then by Tuesday, Wednesday, the 16th and 17th, we have that frictional energy pattern that's pretty powerful here. And Libra, it's going to draw you into things going on with friends or associates or groups, clubs, organizations, anything online, anything with astrology, charities, parties, events, or gatherings, and kind of push you, test you when it comes to the creative side or the kids or the lover or the recreation or the financial side, the sexual attractions, the divorce, the third-party scenarios, really, you know, kind of intense, crazy things going on Tuesday, Wednesday around that. But for you personally, Libra, once again, this is in harmonic flow to moving yourself forward with your new moon solar eclipse energy. So what do you need to be involved in there? What do you want out of this story? How are you showing up? Because this is helping you move yourself forward. Then by Thursday, Friday, the 18th, 19th, we have the adaptive energy, and this is working on both sides of this energetic. So Libra, you really want to be flexible, expect to have to work around a little bit with things involving institutions, research and development, recuperative needs, research, I said, artistic projects, romantic desires, spirituality. The give and take will involve partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, etc. Could also involve creativity, lovers, kids, recreational pursuits in the mix. So just be adaptable, and that will help you with the adaptation that's needed with your new moon solar eclipse potential. All right, for Scorpio, Friday the 12th is going to focus on financial matters, sexuality, power, transformation, anything having to do with third-party stories. And it's really frictional. So there's a lot of push or a lot of motivation or a lot of testing or challenges that are tied in with that, tied to your creative endeavors or a lover or the kids or something recreational. But however, as that's going on in the day, Scorpio, this is in an opportunity alignment for your progression with your solar eclipse new moon boost for you. So how are you able to show up in this? How can you get what you want out of it? You know, how does it promote your interest, image, or brand, or name, or title, or body, or whatever's going on for you? Then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we are in harmonic flow. Scorpio, this has to do with media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests for you, or travel plans, distant situations, education, legal agreements, ceremonies, religion, politics, and it's tied to the kids, the lover, the creativity, or the fun for you. All in flow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. But for you, these days are pushing you to kind of get out of your comfort zone or to ask yourself, is this really what I want, where I want to be going, you know, with your new moon solar eclipse energy? What is it meant to do for you? So you're kind of asking yourself that as things are kind of flowing along here. Then by Tuesday, Wednesday, the 16th, 17th, these are highly frictional days. Scorpio, it's about your career, your status, your fame. It's about your personal goals or some higher up person, a parent, a boss, some other person in a higher position. And it's going to kind of, you know, push or test you with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, at home, with family, parents, roommates, moves, renovations, real estate deals, something in that. You'll definitely see and you'll feel that frictional energy on Tuesday, Wednesday. However, you're back in flow with your new moon solar eclipse boost. So in whatever crazy things are happening there, you really are directing or being directed in those fated, destined ways forward towards where you're meant to be going in this story. And then by Thursday, Friday, the 18th and 19th, we have those adjustment energies. And so Scorpio, you know, this is going to be some give and take when it comes to your friends, your associates, group activities, what you're doing online, what you're doing with astrology or charities, parties, gatherings, events, your own aspirations or original projects. So the give and take has to do with hired help, coworkers, paperwork, your work, your health, your animals, what's happening at home with family, parents, roommates, moves, renovations, real estate deals, or emotional needs in the mix. So as you give and take, then you're going to see that adjustment with what needs to happen for you with your new moon solar eclipse boost forward. For Sagittarius, Friday the 12th, Friday the 12th, you know, there's a lot going on with a partner, a client, a specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, advocate, some key individual, and real frictional energy here tied to what's playing out at home or with family, moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents, roommates. And so all this intense, frictional, crazy activity there on Friday, or frustrating, challenging activity on Friday, Sag, is also, even though you're in the midst of that, it's a big opportunity day for you to move yourself forward through that. So focusing on your needs, your involvement, how you're standing out, what you're going for on Friday. Then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we have that beautiful harmonic flow for Sagittarius. This is financial, loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, insurance, investments, or it has to do with your sex life, or it has to do with reproductive needs. It could be about a divorce that's in flow. It could be about what's going on with you and two others, so third-party situations. And all of this would be tied to home, family, moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents, roommates, or your emotional needs. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, all that's in flow. However, it's kind of pushing you or testing you on a personal level behind the scenes here. I shouldn't even say behind the scenes, but on an inner level, like, okay, this is all in flow, but is this where I want to be? Is this how I want to be involved? Is this what I want for my future? How do I feel? What's going on with my body, my image, my brand, my name, my desires in this story? So it's kind of that combo. Then on Tuesday, Wednesday, we have the frictional energy out there in the zodiac. It's so sad. You know, these 2 days may be really crazy involving a trip or a distant situation, anything legal you're involved in, anything educational, anything with media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, ceremonies, religion, politics. And so there's going to be like all this tension around talks or meetings or sales or writing or short trips tied to that. There's going to be a lot going on with work or health, animals, paperwork, coworkers or hired help in that. And while all that craziness is going on Tuesday, Wednesday, this is in a harmonic flow to you with what you're trying to step into. So once again, allowing you to go for what you want, to really move yourself towards that new or next chapter personally and stand out and shine in some way. And then by Thursday, Friday, we have the adaptation days. And so Sag, you know, the focus for you is going to be on your big goal that you're going for Thursday, Friday, or career status, fame, or something with a parent or a boss or some other authority figure in your life. So you're going to want to kind of give and take when it comes to the kids, the lover, the creativity, the fun, the talks, the meetings, the sales, the short trips. And the adaptation plays on both sides. So the more flexible you can be, the more, you know, give and take you can be, the better overall for where you're going with your fated destined new moon solar eclipse energy. All right, for Capricorn, Friday the 12th is a frictional day. It's focused on your work. It's focused on your health, your animals, excuse me, your paperwork, your coworkers, your hired help. So Capricorn, Friday, you know, you've got this like intense craziness going on here involving talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, short trips, off visions in that mix. So whatever is testing or pushing you harder on that day, through the day, it is in an opportunity alignment to you when it comes to your new moon solar eclipse boost forward, when it comes to your potential, where you want to see yourself going. So you just kind of walk yourself through all of that. Then on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we have that flow with everything. For Capricorn, this involves a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, or some kind of significant person. You're in flow with the talks, with the meetings, the sales, the writing, the short trips, the offers, the decisions with these people, but it's pushing you out of your comfort zone. It's saying, okay, but what do I really want here? How do I push myself a little harder? How am I being tested here? What do I need to do to get out of my own way, to go for what I need to go for or not go for with these individuals Saturday, Sunday, Monday? Then by Tuesday, Wednesday, that big frictional energy pattern is going to come together for Capricorn. This is financial or sexual or intimate, or this has to do with reproduction or divorce or power or transformation or third-party stories. And it'll be pushing things involving your love life or lover, the kids, creativity, recreation, income, purchases, products, possessions. So a lot of intense energy there. However, Tuesday, Wednesday, again, is in flow for your forward growth and movement towards what it is you're going for with this new moon solar eclipse. So as all that goes on, you're going for where you are fated and destined to be. And then by Thursday, Friday, we have Virgo energy taking over, and it's adjustable that day. So you're making adjustments. You're being flexible. Capricorn, this has to do with a trip or a situation at a distance. It has to do with legal agreements or educational pursuits, media or marketing interests, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So as those topics come up Thursday, Friday, you want to give, take a little when it comes to the emotional needs, home or family involvement, income, purchases, products or possessions in the story. And that's on both sides of the energetic equation. For Aquarius, Friday the 12th, Friday is frictional. So Aquarius, you're focused on something creative or with a lover or your kids or something recreational, but there's this push or test involved with values or being valued or making money or purchases, products, possessions in that story. So as all that crazy energy is going on Friday, know that you are in an opportunity alignment to your new moon solar eclipse boost forward. So this is allowing you to see some open doors to move towards what you want, what's good for your needs or image or brand or body or title or identity in the story. And so then by Saturday, Sunday, Monday, the focus turns for Aquarius to work or health interests or to what's going on with the animals or the paperwork or the coworkers or hired help. This is in flow with values, being valued, income, purchases, products, possessions. But for you, Aquarius, it's kind of pushing you out of your comfort zone with the new moon solar eclipse. How am I in this situation? What do I need to do a little bit more or less? What do I really want here as it's all in flow, you know? And then by Tuesday, Wednesday, We are into focus for Aquarius on their partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, any kind of important one-on-one relationship. And Tuesday and Wednesday, this is a big T-square energetic with outer planets. It's very frictional. There's a lot going on, or you're being tested. It's playing out with your own involvement or needs, your creativity, your love, what's happening at home, what's happening with family, parents, roommates, moves, renovations, real estate deals, to these relationships. So there's all this crazy stuff going on Tuesday, Wednesday. However, you're in this beautiful harmonic flow with your new moon solar eclipse in that energy on those 2 days, Aquarius. So it is allowing you to kind of, again, step into what it is you want here, how you're involved, how the fate and the destiny are playing into this forward momentum for you. And then by Thursday, Friday, the 18th and 19th, we're in the adjustment energy. And the focus for Aquarius is about big financial things, loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, alimony, any of those kind of things. Or it could be focused on Aquarius's sex life, reproductive needs, divorce, or any kind of third-party stories. And so the give and take here for Aquarius is, again, kind of your involvement or your needs in the story, as well as what's being said or written or sold or offered, you know. And so you want to be kind of as give and take, flexible as you can be there, because it's coming in from both sides of the story, and that will help move you forward. All right, so for Pisces, Friday the 12th, this is frictional energy for everybody. And Pisces, for you, you know, the emotions are connected to what it is you need, what you're feeling, what's going on at home with family, parents, roommates, moves, renovations, real estate deals, and how you are personally or physically involved, what your needs or name, title, brand, image are doing in this story. So it's like tense, like pushing yourself harder or being tested in some way on Friday. However, this is an opportunity day for Pisces with that new moon solar eclipse energy that's so important. This is about launching yourself forward to your fated, destined next chapter of life. What is going on with you in this story? How are you involved? What do you really want? Spinning up opportunities for you there while the craziness is going on Friday. Then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we get flow. And Pisces, for you, this is creative flow, or this involves children or your love life or lover or something recreational, and it ties directly into you being involved or your needs being met or how you're finding your way through those realms in a harmonic manner, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. However, when it comes to new moon solar eclipse energy and what we really want to be focused on this week, you know, it's testing you in some way, you know, either pushing you a little bit to get out of your comfort zone, to get into this flow, or asking you to, you know, do you really want this anymore? Or if you do want it, what are you going to do about it? You know, and where is your body or image or brand or name or involvement in this story? And then by Tuesday, Wednesday, we have that big T-square frictional pattern. And for Pisces, this means crazy stuff going on with work or health or animals or with paperwork, coworkers, to hired help. And it will kind of push or test when it comes to, you know, institutions, the research you're doing, anything artistic, romantic, or spiritual in the story, anything with the talks, the sale, the meeting, the offer, the decision, or maybe even involving siblings, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics in the story. So there's crazy, crazy stuff going on Tuesday, Wednesday with all of this. However, for Pisces, you are in a harmonic flow with your destined forward new moon solar eclipse energy, pushing yourself into what is coming next for you. And so you're kind of, you know, finding out, how do I put my needs forward here? What do I do for myself? How do I want to be involved here? Because you have flow, okay, in whatever craziness is going on there. And then by Thursday, Friday, the 18th, 19th, those are the adjustment days. Pisces, and this is adjustment on both sides with the eclipse and with what's happening out there, okay? So Pisces, you know, you want to be flexible Thursday, Friday when it comes to partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, or any other important one-on-one relationships. The give and take, the flexibility will be around what's happening karmically, past life tied, or what's happening artistically, romantically, or spiritually, what's happening with institutions with these people, what's happening with secrets or addictions, what's happening with research or development, or what's happening with your income needs, your values, how you're being valued, your purchases, your products, your gifts, your possessions in the story with them. So Thursday, Friday, give a little, take a little, be flexible. And there you have it. I hope that wasn't too confusing. I did end up kind of spelling it all out for everybody. But there it goes. It's a crazy, I'm trying to get my show back up. There it is. It's a crazy week ahead. So guys, if you're trying to find the daily, I post it at zoemoonastrology.blogspot.com every morning. It's also probably linked on all the social media sites, although some days I forget. Definitely, though, on the zoemoonastrology.blogspot.com. Also, if you're trying to ask me questions or if you are trying to book a reading and you want to get a hold of me directly, then I probably check my facebook.com/zoemoonastrology. More often than the other sites, so that's probably the best way to do it. Otherwise, guys, I will be back next week, same time, God willing. I wish you guys a lot of positive energy around your new moon solar eclipse boost forward, and that globally we continue to hang in there, and that's it. I will talk to you guys next week. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.